podcast audio recording. I'm not too proud of the podcast audio. Nah, I can. I can always be. All right, fucking good decibels, good clean stuff. WineCellarMedia.com. We are fucking trying to move. This is the thing. This is what's happening, people. All right? I get up. I go to work at 2 in the a.m., and I don't leave till 2:30 in the p.m., and I'm trying to train somebody. And, you know, and today was one of those days at work, man, where I'm fucking, like, the sentence keeps playing over and over in your head. Capitalism is inherently ableist. Capitalism is inherently ableist. Capitalism is inherently ableist. So when the person walked in, the temp that they assigned to my room came in, I was like, oh, capitalism is very much against you. And it's like, ah, try to hang in. Try to help the nigga, man. But fucking, I'm training somebody. It's a large fucking workroom. I have to be all over the room. Mm-hmm. And eventually, like, I failed. I couldn't help them enough. And then they took them away. Yeah, that shit was tough. Didn't get that work done, right? 12 and a half hour workday. Get back. Push out a podcast with some energy.
Energy, energy, energy.
Get stoked, motherfuckers. fucking getting jazzed. And then, Phoenix Collider, I don't know, you still want to take boxes to the new place?
Yeah.
And Phoenix Collider's going to take a couple boxes to the new place where we're moving. This is what's happening. Working, podcasting, moving. And then in comes 3-day weekend. And like, and even though they passed around a sheet where people could sign up and be like, I want to work Saturday or Sunday, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, and if enough people sign up, then they'll fucking run those days. I'm over here, like, I actually went to the boss and I was like, I just want to make it specifically clear, I don't want to do Saturday nor Sunday.
Yes.
So maybe we can rent us one of them truckers. And Phoenix Fleeter don't want to drive one of them trucks.
I don't want to drive the big one. It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're a wise one, and you're one of the smart people. There's Daryl Loco, there's Judith Loco, there's Samuel Loco. Folks are joining, if you will.
Yes.
Should probably share this. You can share this to Reading in the Shade.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Use your phone.
Why? What's wrong with yours?
Oh, it won't let me do it because I don't have the app downloaded.
Oh, Jesus Willikers.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not logged in. Here, I'll share it to winecellarmedia.com.
Okay, I'll share it from there. Yeah, well, that's the thing is it doesn't, it like, it won't let you, like, copy the link if you don't have the app. Because it just tells you you can't access Facebook Live until you download the app.
Where's your tablet where you have it on there?
Somewhere. Probably in a fucking box, nigga. Oh. We're so moving, remember?
You haven't
moving.
Been using it. I had that ready for you before. Ah, man, it won't let you do it with the application either.
Oh, well,
That is booté.
Garbage.
Actually, no, because I can just do a straight share.
Yeah, okay.
That's what we're doing. Share to a page, winecellarmedia.com, and then it'll let you share it to Reading in the Shade.
Oh, I hope that Mr. Reasonable Critique is watching.
Oh, that would be good. That would be fun. Good. We don't even remember his name.
Don't remember his name.
All right, let's get this thing started up. There's Sophia Loco. Good, good. That means you crack the corbel and you start the fucking show.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Alright. WineCellarMedia.com. The Wine Cellar is still in the process of relocating. There is Dino Red of the Red Rock Podcast Network, if I still have that right. Back when I had time to listen to podcasts all the fuck long day, they had a program where they talked about the show Game of Thrones. I don't even watch the show Game of Thrones, but I would fucking check out that program. I just like hearing them niggas talk about it. It was just dope. There's Cecily Loco up in the joint. Sophia Loco said there's praise dances in this church. Phoenix Cleeter wants to do that. She actually wants to get us like 501c3 church.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. And then people can, their tax, or their contributions to the Wine Cellar can be a tax write-off? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, church, you can kind of, you know, show up, get hammered.
You can. You know,
we'll have introvert stations.
Introvert stations.
Yeah, plural, right? Like, you can go into your own fucking, like, introvert booth, you know, get away, you know, like.
You should buy an abandoned Catholic church and just use the confessionals for that.
Bang.
Yes.
The vert-fessionals. However you want to word that. We'll figure that thing out.
Oh, my God. All the likes going across the screen. What's happening? Ah!
It's called Pod of Thrones. That is Dino Red spam liking. Thumbs up to the core. Because when they burst, you see his face. That is aggressively light-skinned, sir. Niggas with freckles go the fuck in.
Yes.
Right? Phoenix Kaliter, Dino Red, Trey D, Slip Capone. Yes. Freckled niggas go hard.
You gotta watch out for freckled niggas. All right. We are a menace.
Bad news is important.
Bad news is incredibly important. Everyone needs a little bad news in their life.
We should get to that police feller.
Yes. From Chicago, of all places.
Hey.
Chicago cop pleads guilty to... Oh, the headline is so disingenuous. The headline says, Chicago cop pleads guilty to having sex with 14-year-old girl, admits similar conduct with three minors. Let's read the story, and then let's go back and look at the title and see if we agree with what the title says.
It ain't rape, it's just conduct.
That's not even the whole story, actually. A veteran Chicago police officer pleaded guilty Tuesday to soliciting sex with a 14-year-old girl on multiple occasions and admitted to similar charges involving three other underage girls. William Whitley, age 61, a 27-year department veteran... 27 years he's been doing this, pleaded guilty in federal court to a single count of sex trafficking of a minor. Note they didn't use trafficking in the headline, though, even though that's what was actually going down.
No.
Hmm.
What? Trafficking? Well, you're 20, I mean, was it in the road? Was it at stoplights? Ain't no traffic.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. He faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years and, mandatory minimum of 10 years and as much as life imprisonment at his sentencing September 4th, according to his plea agreement. Whitley has been stripped of his police powers and assigned to paid desk duty after the federal investigation initially came to light. It's like, hey, he's soliciting and trafficking kids. I mean, let's not fire him. Let's just, you know, put him on desk duty.
He was doing it the wrong way. You gotta solicit and traffic kids the right way, right? You fucking stop and frisk them. You plant something on them. You give it them in the juvenile courts. That's how you traffic kids.
That's how you traffic
kids. All right? You got, like, there's a system in place. Use it.
Or it could just be like the ones, where was it, San Francisco, where they were all trafficking that one girl, the Celeste Guap.
Shit. And raping her and doing shit like what? Like giving her a candy bar and shit?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Or fucking, or be a white woman. The white women are very trusted. And just adopt them. And then every once in a while, just be like, Carr, meet Cliff.
Do that too. Yeah. Whitley's guilty plea was delayed for several hours Tuesday after he hesitated when U.S. Judge Virginia Kendall asked if he'd had time to go over the plea deal with his lawyer. Nigga, you know... he said, quote, I don't have my glasses, so I really can't, and trailed off and then gestured at the copy of the plea agreement in front of him.
He doesn't have his glasses.
Fortunately, Judge Virginia Kendall is a socialist. She socializes things.
Oh.
She socialized her glasses.
Oh, shit.
Kendall then handed Whitley an extra pair of purple-rimmed reading glasses that she keeps on her bench.
Ooh.
Which, like, how pissed was the judge? The judge was like, here, just take my glasses. Can you read it now?
And this is a guy, what, 23-year veteran?
27-year veteran.
27 years, right? Like, but forgets his glasses when going to court where there might be papers with letters on them.
And he's a 61-year-old man in general. Like, you know you need glasses.
I've been remembering my glasses since I was fucking 9. Fucking fucker.
Yes.
Yeah, why else do we need to kill this man?
Because he pled guilty to paying the 14-year-old girl between $60 and $150 for each of the multiple sex acts between June and September of 2015. According to the plea agreement, he typically texted the girl to come to his apartment for liaisons before he went to work. At times, he kept a loaded gun under his pillow.
Okay, so apparently it's not rape if you call them sex acts.
It's not rape if you call them sex acts.
Loaded gun under the pillow. And then consider, like, and then I know there's somebody out there that's like, what? But he paid. And it's like, what kind of salaries cops get?
Yeah, $60, nigga.
And he's been getting 27 years of raises and bonuses.
And the fact that, like, he still picked a child and kept a gun where the sex acts were happening.
Yeah, like, that's a straight up, that's a fucking pedophile. I mean, because, like, in the context of, like, the male gaze, what, there ain't no fucking 55-year-old woman that's fucking bringing the heat? You know, and we don't need to name no damn celebrities. Go outside.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, man, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're 61 and she's 14. Okay.
Yeah, hell, man, the way I look at shit, nigga, if you're 20 and she's 14.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, that's it. Like, teenagers look mushy. They don't look like fully developed people. They are fucking tall children. And their fucking hands don't match their arms yet. They're fucking weird looking. Like, people, like adults like children because of the childlikeness. That's why they like teenagers, too.
Oof. According to the plea agreement, Whitley, kept the gun under the pillow. On one occasion, took several sexually explicit photos of her with his smartphone.
Why?
What does every nigga who gets caught up in this shit say?
She look grown?
The girl initially lied to Whitney, according to authorities, telling him she was 23. Nigga, she was 14. You know she did not look like no goddamn 23.
Oh, fools me all the fucking time. Hell, when I was in high school, I was like, why are all these grown-ass people in my class? This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
How many teachers are in here?
Right. But the plea agreement noted that the girl still wore braces.
Nigga, when I was in the foster care house, the fucking adult that ran it had braces. And then as soon as she got them off, she got gold teeth. I have some stories in my life. Like, I'm, like, little, like, she got them the same day. Like, she went to the dentist and then went to go get grilled.
Really?
Yeah, same day.
Alright, I'll have to do that. So noted that she had braces and that Whitley recklessly disregarded the state.
I want to kick this journalist in the back of the fucking face. Wait, recklessly disregarded?
Yes.
So it's not targeting if you're just recklessly disregarding.
Right.
That nigga does not like accurate words at all. Who's the journalist?
This is from the Chicago Tribune, Jeremy Garner and Jason Meisner.
Damn, it took two... That's why it's a double mansplaining. That's the
that's
thing.
What's going
they
on.
Fucking, they got two of them. Mm. Holy shit. Double quarter pounder with cheesy ass niggas. What else is happening?
So Whitley also admitted to paying for sex multiple times with three other underage girls ranging from 14 or 15 to maybe 17, according to his plea agreement.
Maybe 17.
Which is like, again, so the whole she lied and said she was 23. Clearly, you fuck 14 is your fucking target age range. You fucking knew that she was not 23. He engaged in sex acts with them from 2012 through 2016. A federal complaint alleged Whitley attended parties as part of a sex ring arranged by an acquaintance in which numerous older men would pay teen runaways for sex. So trafficking. So that's trafficking. Dude. When you get teenage runaways and coerce them into having sex with you.
Holy fuck.
That's trafficking.
Rachel Maddow is going to be all over this story.
Oh, so is the Pizzagate crowd, I'm sure, because they hate pedophiles.
Fucking Benjamin Dixon's going to be covering this.
Everyone's going to cover
it. Mr. Peanut himself.
Everyone's going to cover it.
Oh, yeah. This story is going to get a lot of traction.
According to federal authorities, Whitley took graphic photos of many of the girls on top of his leopard print bedspread. He had a leopard print bedspread?
Yeah, sounds fucking Glenn Quagmire-y.
And had their number... He probably thought he was Quagmire. And had their numbers stored in his phone under names such as Bunny and Mocha.
There was a... all right, raping little black girls.
The sex trafficking investigation began in September 2015 when an undercover law enforcement officer posing as a John contacted the 14-year-old victim who posted an ad on Backpage, according to the complaint. The girl was arrested after agreeing to have sex for $160, according to the complaint. So peep that. So she's a 14-year-old runaway, and she, by definition, by law, is a traffic victim off scratch, and then they arrested her anyway.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He can't rape her if she ain't in cuffs.
And of course, now comes the question that all the actual trafficking survivors had about the Sesta Fosta is, but if all these kids were being trafficked over Backpage and you shut down Backpage, where are you going to find the kids to save them? Like, what if this was happening right now? Where would she be? She would just be on advertising on the street. They wouldn't find her.
They fucking, newspaper ads? Or really just, yeah, like you said, the street. Like, really just... The stroll didn't go anywhere.
It's just a lot more crowded now.
Man, people forgot about that.
Yeah. The girl told authorities she'd been introduced by Whitley to Whitley by individual A, later identified as the individual who hosted the sex parties. She said she knew Whitley as Will and had paid her at least five times for sex in his apartment. Data recovered from the girl's phone showed Whitley had called and texted her hundreds of times. Authorities found six photos on the girl's phone depicting her and another girl naked on Whitley's bed. And sources told the Tribune that a former Chicago police officer identified in the complaint only as individual B had also been under investigation for participating in the scheme. Yay, Chicago cops doing their thing.
Good cop, normal cop, just like every other cop. Mm-hmm. Now... If everybody gets behind me and my cult.
Yes.
Makes me Emperor William. You know how we handle these guys. There's been enough episodes of this fucking program.
Yes.
You know how we handle these guys. In the Wine Cellar, we cover popular culture stories very often. Something I'm into.
Really?
I'm kind of a popular culture guy.
Wait, who was in the comments?
There were several. Dino Locus said, I'm jealous. I wish I could do a show in the middle of the day at home with my wife. Sir! I don't have a middle of the day. My day is just sort of an ongoing fucking eating, working, shitting, and wondering what day it is. There is no middle of the day with 12 and a half hour shifts, a podcast, and moving. Sophia Loco said it's fucking disgusting. Yeah, general reactions to the story, like Dino reacting to the sort of off-the-cuff snark and punchlines, mm-hmm. and Sophia Loco reacting to the story, there isn't much commentary you could put to it. That's why we have to do it, because most likely to apply commentary.
Also, because I don't want people to, if someone would have read that article and not, really thought about it, a lot of details would have gone missing, they were targeting runaways, that it's automatically trafficking by law, and they're arresting the traffic victims, to coerce them to help take down other cops, there's so much going on that they left out of that fucking story.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right, so go ahead and mess with Dave Dobenmeyer.
Is that Coach Dave?
Da Coach. All right, I'm from Illinois. That's how we talk. That's sort of a thing we do. Oh, fuck, I don't have the video thing up. All right, so you guys are just getting audio. Dobenmeyer. And we'll have video back up after I get the wine cellar studio set up, which is very small. It is a little room. But actually, I mean, considering the fact that only wine cellar shit will be in there, which is what, a computer desk and chairs.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
You had the idea that maybe... hopefully, maybe somebody poor needs a computer chair and we could just give them to them.
Maybe.
And they don't have to fucking pay me. They can have these shits, you know, and we get smaller computer chairs because I want to be able to fit in a futon as well. Hopefully a yard. Well, you know, in this kind of weather, there's going to be some yard sales.
Shit.
Get a futon. All right. Coach Dave is going to tell you about that there, Myrtle Urkel. Who the fuck is that getting married in the Britain?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Myrtle Urkel.
I don't give a shit.
This isn't an episode of Family Matters. What are you
yes,
doing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She's Steve's cousin from the Bayou.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Misty Urkel is, she's gonna fucking, she's gonna marry that redheaded boy, from the big house. Now, Coach Dave is going to be talking about that.
Let me just lay it out there.
All right.
Because most people won't say it because they don't want to sound racist. But I'm just going
to
say it.
And that's you know? Some racist-ass shit about to happen.
What? When a white man's just going to lay it out there because most people don't want to sound racist? He ain't doing nothing but laying it out there. And Sophia Loco, speaking back to the last story, said you're absolutely, the coercion and the dishonesty of the way it's being reported. No, she corrected it with the absolutely right. No, just absolutely. All right. Just absolutely, player. All right. Coach Dave. He's going to say what Phoenix Kalita likes RuPaul's Drag Race season 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The thank you battle was the shit. All right, here we go. All right, Coach Dave. Other people don't want to say it because they think it might sound racist. Is he literally wearing a tinfoil hat? Yep. He actually put tinfoil on his baseball cap and then put a Jesus cross over it.
I thought it was crappy camouflage. My bad.
Yeah, no, he actually put tinfoil on his hat. I'm going to copy the link to that and put it in the archive chat space so folks can see that if they should so please. All right.
Oh, that Prince Harry's wife is half black.
I like how you're saying that like nobody knew about the fact that there was some Africanization of recent generation in the veins of this so-called Haitian within this nation starting a situation. Nigga, don't look at me like you about to ask for a PlayStation. See, there you go with the conflation. All right. Let's see where we're going with this hair.
Trying to get to the desensitization.
To the desensitization?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Of the youth with all that vine glorification.
You guys know that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
The Prince Harry's wife is half black. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, right? It's a trip. Breaking news. It's a colored gal in the big house. She ain't that colored.
No, she's not.
Like, I mean, maybe there's lighting in the pictures, because I don't get to see most of this stuff because of how my work schedule is. But, like, from what pictures I've seen in my news feed, like, I probably would have assumed this, like, was that a swarthy white woman?
I thought she was, like, Italian or something.
Yeah.
That ain't that... That ain't that royal bloodline lineage there is at them fellas. Isn't there a little bit of mixed blood coming in there? And then I noticed something else. I get inquiring minds want to know. Did you know that did you see who performed the service? Who performed the service? Did you guys follow that at all? Was it the Bishop of Canterbury or some official waspy guy that performed?
Was it an official waspy guy? And white? Was it an official white Anglo-Saxon Protestant-y guy?
Honestly, if I was a white man, I would have that put on every business card I have.
Official, like, waspy, official guy.
Waspy guy.
Where are my OWGs? We need more official waspy guys.
You need more people.
was it? Did I miss something?
Huh?
Or did we see the ultimate? How do I say this?
No metaphors, please.
A blending of the races.
Holy shit. The ultimate blending of the races. When they spit out offspring, you're going to find out what white passing means. We talk about ultimate blending of the races. No, you're just seeing black bred out. Like your youngest son.
Yes.
If you've seen him. Like, when we're out in public, I mean, maybe we get dirty looks and I miss them, but we're out in dashikis and we look like we kidnapped a little white boy. Like, on the real to real. Like, I could imagine what it looks like to even a white person that would consider themselves not racist. Like, where did those fucking revolutionary,
like, Black Panther motherfuckers...
They stole him. Like, I'm wait. Like, one day someone's gonna come out the blue and tackle the shit out of my ass. And I'm gonna get a concussion because they're gonna think that I stole a little white boy.
Oh man. Well, at least now it's like he can speak for himself. I remember when he was like a baby, people would be like, "Are you like a nanny?" And I was like,
"Oh shit." Ah, you're the so-called Haitian. All right. Let's see. All right, it's Dave Daubenmeyer. I see Jan Loco just stepped in the joint.
One new world order, one world government, the blending of the in the House of Windsor coming together the first time.
This is...
What? Dark nipples bring new world order. Everybody knows that.
That's the real biological glitter. No, it's just like, this is so wild to me. Like, this is how far in their echo chambers they are. Like, aside from the New World Order conspiracy theory, the fact that he thinks that, like, black people are like, yes, let's race mix because that's how we're going to end racism. Black people don't actually believe that shit. I mean, there's a few, but, like, black people generally don't believe that shit. Like, we've been race mixing forever, like, since plantations.
Yeah.
It's racism is still a thing. Like, it's so funny that, like, you really don't know a single black person who could have told you.
And we didn't want to. All right.
A black Episcopal priest minister performed the wedding.
Black Episcopal priest minister performed the wedding, which I guess a priest and minister synonymous?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so just your denomination.
Wait a second. So different. So one word is for one denomination and one is for the other. So which one is Episcopal? Isn't that a preacher? I thought priest was Catholic.
Priest is Catholic. Minister is the technical term because you have, you know, like that's your degree. And then preacher is just colloquialism for minister.
Word. All right. I learned things. All right. Let's see where this is going. I mean, this is a wise man. This is the coach, Dave Daubenmeyer.
Somebody help me here. Am I overly sensitive here?
Yes.
Or is anybody else picking up on me?
There are no overly sensitive white men, particularly Christian.
Why is he mad that black people are Christians? Isn't it a good thing if there's black preachers?
No. They're only supposed to be fucking parishioners. That's the right word, right?
Yes.
They're just supposed to be in the pews with the Jews. Picking up the white man's good news. Why?
That's not the same religious building.
That's the same thing.
No.
It's the same thing.
No.
The white man has always been here for the Jew. What?
Well, if you look at the way that we've been funding Israel.
Scooby-dooby-doo. Sophia Loco said it was the Archbishop of Canterbury who performed the ceremony. Does he really think a black reverend speaking in the pulpit counts as performing the ceremony?
Yes.
The black man was at the white man's microphone. All right. We didn't ask him to be there. Sitting there comparing the microphone size to his black penicular. Trying to make the white man feel like his technology is in a fish. It ain't right. It ain't Christian. Here for the Jews. Nigga is non-binary.
Harry is six. Prince Harry is six from the front room. His brother William's first. William has two sons. They're ahead of Harry. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. If there was any chance that Harry was ever going to be king of England, do you think they really would have let him just choose any woman he wanted?
It didn't stop old feller from being El Presidente.
It did not.
Nah, what's that feller's name? Was Sally Mae Hemings?
Jefferson.
Yeah, he still got to be the old president.
Yes. Well, I mean, another thing, too, is like, the way the throne is set up, it's interesting that they haven't completely dissolved that by now. Like, it doesn't seem to be going well for them over there.
It's weird.
And besides, I don't even know if, because there's, what, the queen, and then there's the oldest, Charles, is actually next in line, not William.
How do people know this?
Because it's the, it used to be firstborn son, now it's just firstborn child of the firstborn of the firstborn of the firstborn. So, when she was queen, she was married to the king died, but the oldest son is Charles. Charles is next in line. Charles's oldest firstborn is next in line. That is William. That oldest firstborn is next in line. Like, and you just keep going.
And, again, what do they do?
Nothing.
So we should probably stop treating them like they do something. God damn, they can fucking rap or something. I don't give a shit.
They get their castles burned down and tell taxpayers to fix it.
Fucking start a MySpace page or fucking something. Oh,
they have racing horses.
So their old school royalty doesn't beat our new school capitalism because Ann Romney has dancing horses. All right? Fuck your racing horses. I want the horse that can crip walk, nigga. Show me that horse.
They have a castle. Castles.
These niggas have mansions way cooler than their castles, unless people just, you know, I really like the Victorian.
I like the history.
History don't have Wi-Fi in it, nigga. I want the fly shit.
No, I mean, that's the thing, is because, like, people got sick of the fucking monarchy thing, and they started taking a lot of the power, and now it's mostly in the House of Lords and the House of Commons, you know, basically the Senate and the House, like we have here, you know, but the royal family does not have a lot of, like, executive order power behind them. They are very figurehead.
They just have money for no reason. They're just not going to work and getting money.
Yes.
And they don't even own a business. They just own existence.
The monarchy.
What the fuck is that? I have never had monarchy cookies. I've never dipped them in milk. Not even skim milk.
It means they're the only ones who can say. It's like the Kardashians. They have they're getting paid for being who they are.
I want to hear their podcast now. Sophia Loco said, if we're lucky, this will be the last British royal wedding. And continued, Sophia Loco in the archive chat space said, yes, I watched it because I love seeing all those rich whites be uncomfortable, but I know it's still gross and needs to stop. Let's let the coach Dave wrap it up here. He's gonna end it kicking the real game. And I did not preview this. I didn't have time. There is no time for show prep in my life anymore.
No. Whoever he fell in love with.
Oh, and when you hear other voices, he's on, like, Google Hangouts with other people that like to listen to him.
Oh, my God.
Of course
not. No.
So what's the message that's being sent to us?
Yeah.
Do they love each other? Well, sure, they probably do. Remember Prince Charles married Diana and at the same time was having a love affair with Camilla, the one he really, really loved, was Camilla. But Camilla didn't make it, the bloodline, and I think she was divorced, I think. So they weren't going to let him. He was heir to the throne. They weren't going to let him marry just anybody. And is it a psyop that now all of a sudden, sixth to the throne, he is never going to be, he is never going to be king. Now it's okay for the crown to be diverse.
It's so now it's okay for the crown to be diverse.
But just like they're still really ignoring how fucking light she is, and that their kids are just going to be white.
Yeah.
Like there's no, the only reason people are going to know is because they're famous, so they know who the parents are. But if you were to, you know, just like when that kid is like 2 years old, just drop him off in America, something like, huh, somebody lost a white baby. What happened?
I put on a dashiki and took him to the store with me. That's what happened. Fucking yeah. After hearing shit like that, I need to hear something that makes sense.
Oh Jesus.
What?
So think about that.
I like that those are the first words. Like, whoever clipped that didn't have to put that in there. Now they want me to know what the previous segment was.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is in essence saying, don't call this guy an animal or a monster. Because she's saying about MS-13 thousands of times worse conservatively than this killer. In the aggregate, she's saying... Don't talk bad about them.
I guess Nancy Pelosi is telling people not to talk bad about MS-13.
Okay, so there was a White House release that called MS-13 animals, like, repeatedly. It was actually a written statement from the White House. And they were saying stuff like, you know, in this city and state, police think that MS-13 killed this person and decapitated them and dismembered their body. And, like, that's animals, and kept, like, reinforcing, like, MS-13 is animals. But the thing was, all the crimes that they mentioned in that particular White House brief were alleged. So we don't even know if it was MS-13.
No.
So there is part of the whole, like, maybe, you know, you shouldn't say they're animals for decapitating a person if you don't actually know that they decapitated the person in question. It was kind of, you know... where the argument was going.
Wait, what about the shit the CIA does? What about drones?
We tortured some folks.
Yeah, we tortured some folks. Yeah, what about John Birch? What the like, I am not worried about no damn MS-13 running up on me. You're not gonna scare, but again, then again, I'm not a white right winger.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, fucking, I lived in Central East Florida, and I worked in Southeast Florida. I saw folks from, you know, like Guatemala and whatnot and all mm-hmm. that all the time. I was never worried about no datgum MS-13. I remember the first time I heard of them, like, it was a racist white libertarian type cat at work.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you gotta watch out, man. There's guys MS-13 coming up here, man. They'll just kill you, man. And like, and now I'm pretty sure he was probably listening to Alex Jones, because this was like 2007 and 2008.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, but of course, when's the last time that they did a segment about, like, the Hell's Angels like this, though?
Ooh, blah, 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 blah.
You know.
Or the police.
Yeah. Biggest gang in the country.
Yeah, or actually, man, I'm going to refresh myself. Like, I don't know, next time I get, like, a little relaxed time, like, maybe a 3-day weekend off work, I'm going to watch that fucking documentary again. What's it, Silent War? The fucking one about military rape? With
I don't think that's the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I need to find out the actual name then, because I am failing.
Might be. I could be wrong. I don't know.
All right. The Jones man is jonesing.
And they're all acting sad because the Democratic Party uses MS-13 to kill people.
What the fuck?
What?
No, that's why they nominated that woman who likes to torture people and beat pregnant women in the stomach. That's who tortures people for them.
Yeah. They like it when white people do it.
Well, it's empowering if you can get a white woman to do it. That's the real lean-in feminism.
Oh, yeah. Hey, leaning on her pregnant belly a little harder.
That's the real lean-in feminism.
Jesus Christ.
I have confirmed this with our law enforcement and army sources. I've confirmed
it with the CIA. Cite your sources. Show your work, nigga.
He did. He put this show up of him saying it. That's his work.
That's the facts and the figures right here.
Oh, damn, nigga. I think Alex Jones is making more money.
He has got to be.
Yeah, because he has that making more money weight put on.
And he still can't afford a suit that fits right.
I don't think he cares about suits.
No.
I think he really just puts on the suit jacket because he thinks, look, a little more professional.
confirmed it with CIA sources that the Democratic Party uses MS-13 nationwide from Chicago to Dallas, Texas, from Austin, Texas to L.A.
Oh, yeah. When I got off the fucking plane, when I landed here.
MS-13 niggas everywhere.
Yeah, fucking all over the place, man. They beat me up. They took my glasses. They took my fucking gummy worms.
Because you know how often you hear about MS-13 being in Chicago, right?
Yeah, that's
it. With all the gun violence that we have that they love to talk about. Yeah. It's interesting how little MS-13 shows up.
That's what the black-on-black crime actually is. It's MS-13 in minstrel makeup. Just shooting niggas. And they're like, look, black-on-black crime. They didn't know. Yeah. That's what the M stands for.
It stands for minstrel?
Yeah. MS. Minstrel shooters. 13. Fact-based facts. Welcome to it.
Damn.
They use them as their secret army, and they know Trump's got a war going against MS-13 and has wiped thousands of them out, arrested thousands more.
Whoa. Wiped thousands of them out?
I didn't know there were thousands.
But wiped them out?
Yeah. Like carpet bombing.
Okay.
Or he just whooped their ass. You know how Trump is, nigga. He step in the ring, get the schwangin'.
With them tiny little hands.
Yes. You hit your targets more precisely that way.
Because what else isn't in the news? When MS-13 fights back, they're getting smoked by the U.S. military all over this country right now. And this Democrat...
Wait, the military is actively deployed in the country? What the fuck is happening?
Nigga.
What the fuck?
You didn't see them tanks?
In Ferguson? Yeah, I saw them.
Taking out MS-13s. His name was Miguel Browne. They fucking... That's what they did.
I don't like...
Yes?
Oh,
I know, right? The military... Let's give that a running start. That was awesome.
What?
Thousands of them out, arrested thousands more. Because what else isn't in the news? When MS-13 fights back, they're getting smoked by the U.S. military all over this country right now. And this Democrat dirtbag's pissed. Her meth-dealing army is in the crosshairs, you dirty, old, evil globalist whore selling this...
That is like... just in my listening to white men say words about things for 35 years, whore is one of their angriest misogynist words to go to.
I said I was going to go drop off boxes, but after this, I need a fucking drink. This is fucking too fucking much.
Whore. Like, they lean on that word. Sophia Local said, I wish Dems were hiring MS-13 to kill people.
Right?
They'd actually get things done. Holy shit. Nigga, you better come on and co-host, you nigga. It's the last couple of words. How is he going to give a running start and let him end it? It's only a couple more seconds.
The army is in the crosshairs, you dirty, old, evil globalist whore selling this country out. You're a pimp. Sorry, not a whore. You use us as whores. Here is the monster pig.
All right. He confused himself. Nigga got so caught up in his misogyny. It's like, ooh, what the, my booty hole hurts. What the fuck is happening? Oh, man.
Okay.
That's the fucking winecellarmedia.com. Fucking what, nigga, nigga? Nigga, I like this podcast, too. Fucking paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And remember, folks, the Patreon, that's literally on paper part of how we qualify to move in.
Yes.
Like, that's actually an income that we put down. Yeah, man. So thank you, Father Muckers.
Oh, this is good, because now I can put up tweet a new episode. I was retweeting old episodes yesterday, like, I don't know what the fuck we did, but here's the title. I bet you it was dope.
Here's the title, I bet you it was dope.
Because it was Rapists Make Great Fertilizer. I was like, I don't know what the fuck we said, but it couldn't have been wrong.
Rapists Make Great Fertilizer. That sounds awesome. I want to listen to it, too. Okay. E&J Brandy, because it is affordable. We're going to drink it with our faces.
Yes.
All right. Have a good one, Sophia Loco. You need to see about bringing your ass on here to the program. two aggressively light-skinned niggas. I'll be cornered.
Light-skinned news network.
I will get so fucking belligerent if I get aggressively light-skinned-ified like that.
What, Michael Wright gonna come on and save your ass?
Yep, that would be a fair deal. He gonna come on and just want me to say shit to make him laugh. That's what's gonna happen. He is gonna feed me setups to make punchlines too. Ah, proud to finance the wine cellar.
Oh, thank you.
Hell yeah, we appreciate it. And it's good to see Phoenix Kalita out of those groups and finding out that a lot of people want to hear her talk and they will get her plane tickets to come talk to them. You didn't see that one coming, did you?
Shut and up.
Something fun, something about consent. We'll close off with something about consent. When Phoenix Kalita first started talking to me in Facebook private messages and I was getting kicked out of the group, one of the first things she did was send a picture. Yes. And now folks may remember on that old Phoenix Kalita account, she had no pictures of herself up. And I still have that picture and I've posted pictures of her, but not that one. If she says it's okay to post that one, I'll post that one. But she sent that picture, but she didn't want her face out there. So that one is still not out there. See, consent fucking matters, motherfuckers. We all practice it too. All right, y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Facebook Live in podcast audio. Bring it to an end.